Leo sun signs and Leo rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for May 2019. And Leo, you're going from April to May from a 10 to a 10. In April, you were in the 10 of Pentacles, and we talked about you feeling into your legacy work, you feeling into the sensation of what really endures, that glimmer, that eternal flame that's going to transcend time and space, and feeling into the value of that beyond kind of all these daily machinations of what really matters on the ground versus kind of this panned out perspective. And in the month of May, you are moving into the Ten of Cups. And this is a card that sometimes we get a little seduced by, and there's nothing wrong with that, but this idea of like romantic perfection or this perfect flowering open of the heart. And I want you to just take for a moment this notion of perfection and feel into the ephemeral quality of it and anything that that might bring up. This idea that even when we have this kind of perfect beach day or this really kind of ultimate, saturated, intense moment of the heart, that inevitably that contains the seeds of its own shifting and changing. This card is related, and all 10s are related to the idea of the Wheel of Fortune, the 10 in the major arcana. And this is our ability to show up moment by moment, no matter the end game, no matter what's to follow. And it's not that we have to cling for dear life to the intensity and the sweetness of a particular moment because we know it's going to be ripped away or shifted. But I ask you just to hold a space for both of those things, the fullness and the enjoyment of what's here, and the knowingness that the sweetness of that is amplified by the seeds of its loss in many ways. And so May is really a month for you to be completely saturated in the present moment, in this very simple, straightforward moment. And it may be that you don't feel like you have everything that you want, or there's still desire, or there's still longing, especially around matters of the heart and emotion, that there's still this sense of striving. But could you be radically present for what is directly in front of you in this almost last dance moment? Can you take May to consider that whatever is unfolding in your life, could you approach it in the same way that you would a lover on the last night before that lover has to go into battle or move to another landscape or leave you? That you almost know the leaving of the thing, and so the thing that's in front of you can be amplified in its intensity, whatever it is, that you can really take this month to stay with what's facing you. And this is in so many ways one of the really high octave calls of your sign's energy and its unfolding throughout your life. Can you strip it down to its simple essence? Can you stay with? Can you get closer to whatever is here and really put your hands on it and really put your body against it, whether it is intensely pleasurable, whether there's some pain or some stickiness with it, whatever it is, that you can get your body closer to it and feel the vividness of it, and that that is a gateway to really finding fullness in every moment of your existence. So I'm wishing you a vivid, saturated month of May, and I will speak with you in June.